Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Parts of the federal government have shut down. We have the story.
Teen arrested after a shooting in South Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A man was stabbed during an argument in South Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
The government shut down at midnight for the first time in almost 7 years, despite a threat from President Trump to Democrats. Fox's Chad Pergram reports from Capitol Hill.
President Trump indicated that he might take great latitude in terms of programs and agencies and even employees that he might cut. He says maybe things that are important to Democrats. And that's why some Democrats have started to rethink their strategy. A test vote in the Senate to fund the government through the 21st of November. Three Democrats sided with the Republicans. John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania. You had Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada. And also Angus King, the independent from Maine. They will have another test vote. We'll see if that makes any difference. Otherwise, the government's going to be shut down for several days, if not much longer.
Democrats have been pushing for a tax credit extension that would keep health insurance costs from rising. About 750,000 workers could be furloughed each day a government shutdown continues. That's according to an estimate by the Congressional Budget Office.
U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran, spoke on the Senate floor last evening after the failure to pass a resolution to fund the government at current levels until November 21st, trying to avert a government shutdown.
This makes no sense to me. This is not a shutdown that makes any sense at all. And the American people, Kansans, deserve something different from the United States Senate.
The continuing resolution failed to reach the chamber's 60-vote threshold to overcome a filibuster and proceed with debate. The vote falls 55-45, three Democrats crossing the aisle to vote with Republicans. Only one Republican voted against the measure. That was Senator Rand Paul.
A man was hospitalized following a stabbing in South Wichita.
It happened early Tuesday morning in the 3100 block of South St. Paul near 31st and Meridian. Police say a man was upset over missing money and took his mother's phone, biting her when she objected. The woman's brother got involved and the two men were arguing in the street before the man allegedly stabbed his uncle in the stomach. He was transported to the hospital with critical injuries. The suspect was arrested and now faces multiple charges. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A teenager arrested following a shooting yesterday morning in South Wichita in a Quick Trip parking lot at Meridian and Pawnee. The suspect and the man who were shot were part of a group that got into a fight in the parking lot. A 16-year-old allegedly shooting a 23-year-old man who was hospitalized in extremely critical condition. The teenager was later arrested on charges of aggravated battery and a juvenile in possession of a firearm.
Wichita sees a growing problem involving teenagers with guns, as we just heard, and a willingness to use those weapons in violent confrontations. Wichita Police Chief Joe Sullivan tells 12 News, parents have a responsibility in protecting the public and their kids from life-changing decisions.
Yes, you need to invade their privacy. You need to know what's in their backpacks, what's in their rooms, what's in the vehicles that they drive. You need to take an interest in who are they with, what are they doing, and who are they communicating with online.
So far this year, WPD has arrested 94 juveniles with firearms.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will look at the tag office situation with County Treasurer Brandy Bailey. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
She's wanting to consolidate the two main tag offices into one mega site over on Douglas and then expand opportunities throughout the community. I think she's looking at a total of 8 different satellite locations around the community to expand access. So she'll have some budget savings to consolidate the offices.
Beatty commenting during his weekly appearance with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Baseball playoffs are underway. We got a big baseball birthday today to talk about, so we got that all coming up in sports.
Researchers have made a breakthrough for lab-grown human eggs. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. With all precincts reporting, 85% of voters voted to recall Jackson County, Missouri executive Frank White Jr. Tuesday night's results are the culmination of a months-long effort to remove the former Kansas City Royals star. Voters were angry about a property tax assessment mess and blamed White and his administration for a myriad of problems.
President Trump and War Secretary Pete Hegseth outlining new standards being brought to the armed forces. Fox's Jennifer Griffin with details from the Pentagon.
There was fear and speculation heading into the speech because the hundreds of top American military officers weren't told why they were being summoned from their posts around the world to Washington. Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth spent 45 minutes lecturing the assembled generals on the warrior ethos. Hegseth presented a 10-point plan to increase lethality that includes increased physical fitness, daily PT training, and a focus on appearance and grooming.
I'm also directing that warfighters in combat jobs execute their service fitness test at a gender-neutral, age-normed male standard scored above 70%.
At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Turning Point USA held its first event in Utah since its founder and conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed last month. Fox's Alicia Acuna has more.
More than 6,500 people packed the arena at Utah State University. Alex Clark, a TPUSA host, said she was not there to eulogize her friend, but to pass the baton on to supporters, and that Kirk was building something that would outlast him. At one point, Fox contributor Jason Chaffetz, who witnessed Kirk's assassination, talked about a comforting call he received from President Trump shortly after. Hours before things got underway, a suspicious package was found on the Utah State campus and detonated by law enforcement. It was later deemed a non-explosive.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox and Arizona Republican Representative Andy Biggs also spoke at that event.
It could one day help people conceive. Researchers making a breakthrough for lab-grown human eggs.
Scientists have used human skin cells to make fertilizable eggs, but there were abnormalities in the chromosomes. The Oregon Health and Science University team is cautioning it could take a decade of additional research before the technique is ready for trials in people. About 9% of the fertilized eggs lasted for 6 days in lab dishes before the experiment was stopped. The work was published in Nature Communications Tuesday. In addition to helping women conceive, lab-created eggs and sperm could also allow same-sex couples to have children related to both partners. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area, volumes getting thinner. So things are starting to look a little bit better. In fact, looking at the traffic cameras there at the Central Business District area in that road construction, that backup doesn't go back nearly so far right now. But we do have a whole lot of traffic right around 1st and 2nd Street. And that's pretty close to McLean, 1st and 2nd Street right there by the river. Some pretty heavy traffic in the area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Let's check the forecast now with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Scattered clouds this morning will give way to mostly sunny skies this afternoon. Southeast breeze between 10 and 20 and a high of 84. A few clouds in lower 60s tonight. Sunny and warm, maybe hot. You tell me. Thursday's high 87. Sunny, breezy, and hot Friday with a high near 90. About the same as we head into the weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, 60 degrees, a south wind at 5 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Our weather's brought to you by The Monarch. It's Wednesday. That means $5 select whiskeys at The Monarch. Have a menu of over 50 different pours marked for $5 today. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted, Shelley, and I got out yesterday and had to go to the Walmart. She had a couple of things to pick up at the Walmart, and I noticed they have a lot of Halloween candy and assorted. Oh, yeah. Like a 5 or 6 aisles worth.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, start on that candy, you start by eating it now. You know?
It's October now, so yeah. We're in the in the push.
You have half skeletons going for $34 this year.
Only half?
Yeah, just, you know, you got the top half. So they don't. I didn't see the bottom half on it. Maybe it's. And they had one that glows in the dark, so that's kind of cool.
Fun.
Different colors and shapes. And size. Skeletons. Let's see. Talking about, seriously, for just a minute, talking about the kids, teenagers who've been using guns and shooting people and whatnot, and you heard the sound bite with Police Chief Sullivan talking about it. It's very tough, you know. A teenager, I remember when I was a teenager, and you do some really dumb stuff. I mean, I did dumb things. I look back and say, gosh, how could I do that? But we got kids now that they're armed and they're doing dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really, somebody needs to lecture them or at least drill it into their head. The decisions you make when you're 16 years old could put you behind bars until you die. Do you understand that, young woman? Do you understand that?
Not a good situation.
Until you die, you will never be able to do anything. But I don't know. I just harken back. There's one thing that I had of course, I took driver's ed. I don't know if you did. Did you ever take driver's ed?
I did a private driver's ed.
Well, this one was the teacher at West was a guy named George Hudson, who I came to really like. He was a very, very nice man. And he became a big fan of me on the radio. Loved to listen to us on the radio. Big Stephen Ted fan. Anyway, George was an excellent driver's ed teacher. Okay. He showed two films in driver's ed mm-hmm. class. One of them, they were made by like the Iowa Highway Patrol. One of them was, Mechanized Death.
Okay.
And the other was, I'm not going to remember the name of the other one, but they were actually some films that had been taken at the scene of an accident. And they were enough to, I think we had to sign a disclaimer before we could watch it, but they were ugly, brutal, mm-hmm. brutal films. They got her attention.
It sure did.
Got mine.
Exactly.
Well, after I watched those films, I know my driving got 30%, 40% better in a heartbeat. So it was like Scared Straight.
One of those deals. Yeah.
So,
but if you don't know the consequences, then it's good. It's good to know those things.
It can't happen to me. Well, maybe we should. I guess these kids may not be kids who are even in school that are doing all this.
May not be.
So I was going to say you can address it through this education system. Maybe not, but something. I don't know. There's something bad going on in those homes that these kids are doing this stuff. It just breaks your heart. And it's all the programs we can put together and money we can spend on government programs. I hope they do some good because it's tough. 16-year-old kid. And of course, you've got victims. All right. Mm-hmm. There you go. I've got a plan though. Let's go back and have a little fun here. I have a plan here. When I retire one day, I'm going to run for the House of Representatives. As an independent.
Right. Well,
and my campaign.
Oh, boy, you can't do that.
All right.
You'll never get elected.
I'll take on one of the parties.
Neither party will give you any money, so you're done.
Okay, so I'm sorry, but I have to run as a Republican because there are no Democrat votes in the county. But my platform will be I will go for 2 years. What term is 2 years, right?
Right. House. Yeah.
I promise you, I will go for 2 years, and that's it. I will not do if this will be if I take the job, I will be paid more than I've ever been paid in my life.
Exactly.
I just promised not to screw things up. Okay.
Hey.
I don't know how I'm going to tell you on each issue, but I'm not going to screw things up. The other thing is I term limits. I'm going to put on a bill for term limits and I'm going to put it in every day as long as I'm there. And I'm going to get every talk show I can because I can do pretty good on a TV talk show.
Yes, you can.
And we're just going to see if we can get this done. Yeah, it'd be the best job I ever had. Can I get the pension after 2 years?
I imagine you'll be in the system by that point.
I'll be set for life. Of course, I'll be 80 years old at the time. But hey, Reagan was 80 when he was president. I may just try that.
Do it.
How can we run? You won't have any money to run with. We just do some sort of a social media campaign or something?
Now, that's the real trick now, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. It's one of my half-baked ideas. 818, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Sir, take it away.
Yeah, let's take a look at, we'll talk college football tonight, of course, the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Klieman Radio Show with the head coach. That will be at 7 o'clock tonight. We're on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State coming off a win. Getting ready to go on the road at Baylor coming up on Saturday morning. A lot of things to discuss on Coach Klieman Radio Show for K-State, 7 o'clock tonight over on KFH. All right, the baseball playoffs are underway. We had four games to get things opened up yesterday.
If the Cubs beat the Padres again this afternoon at Wrigley Field, Chicago will be in the division series. Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 Tuesday behind back-to-back home runs from Seiya Suzuki and Carson Kelly. The Detroit Tigers, who blew an MLB record 15.5 game lead atop the AL Central and lost the division by one game to the Guardians, are one game away from ending Cleveland's magical season. The Tigers beat the Guardians in game 1, 2-1, 14 strikeouts for Tarek Skubal. I'm Jared Max.
And in the other games yesterday, the Red Sox won. And in the late game last night, the Los Angeles Dodgers were home against the Cincinnati Reds. And the Dodgers won that game 10-5 to open up the best of three. Coming out of the bullpen for the Dodgers to finish up, Wichita native Blake Treinen with a scoreless ninth inning of work. Got a couple strikeouts. The defending champion Dodgers up 1-0 on Reds in that best of three. Game two for all those series taking place all day today in four consecutive playoff games. All right, let's go to pro football. The Kansas City Chiefs, of course, are coming off a win. Back-to-back wins, in fact. Now 2-2 on the season. Former Chiefs quarterback Rich Gannon speaks about the win over the Ravens, the most recent win on Sirius XM NFL Radio.
The reality, Bruce, is the quarterback. I mean, you know, Mahomes reached 250 career passing touchdowns yesterday, and he broke Hall of Fame Dan Marino's record for the youngest player to reach 250. So, you always have a chance with a player like Mahomes, and that's the beauty of what the Chiefs have to offer each and every week.
Well, sure is. Now, some thoughts there from Rich Gannon, the former Chiefs quarterback. Got some good volleyball here in town tonight if you want to check it out on the west side. Friends University hosting St. Mary at 7 o'clock tonight. Friends volleyball, 14-3 on the season.
Wow.
They've only lost one home match, so, hey, check them out. And St. Mary has won 11 matches coming into this one. Should be a good one tonight. Friends hosting St. Mary volleyball action tonight on the west side. And a happy birthday today to John Schuerholz. Is 85 years old today. A guy that spent 22 years in the Kansas City Royals organization in the front office, including 9 as the general manager. And that did include the World Series championship in 1985. And then Schuerholz went and took over a terrible franchise, the Atlanta Braves, and he turned them into a 14 straight division champion organization, and they won a World Series too with the Braves in 95. John Schuerholz, he is in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And that year that the Royals won the World Series, he was named Sporting News Executive of the Year. But that, John Schuerholz, big time general manager, including the Kansas City Royals. It's his birthday. He's 85 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich. Split, seared, and served in a split top bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Hey, that's perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich. It's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says government shutdowns don't scare him. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning. 60 degrees. Hutchinson High School is believed to have been the target of a swatting call. The Hutchinson Police Department was alerted Tuesday morning by an unknown caller regarding a threat directed at the school, which was placed on lockdown. Law enforcement searched the building, determined the threat was not credible. The lockdown was then lifted.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty telling KNSS News the county is facing a significant challenge over funding from the Kansas Department of Corrections.
The state has introduced a new formula. Sedgwick County, which is the highest user of community corrections, we are the county with the biggest need. 1,100 felony offenders that are on our rolls. We weren't invited to the table to develop this formula. Johnson County developed the formula. They're getting $1 million increase. Sedgwick County's getting a 40% decrease, over $2 million.
Beatty commenting during his weekly appearance with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
An effort is being made to make changes to the Sedgwick County bail system. The ACLU claims the system is hurting people living in poverty. Michael Kubik with ACLU Kansas says a person's inability to make bail can result in the loss of jobs and homes.
Our communities are safest when they have people in them, when people are able to go to their jobs, not losing their apartments, are able to provide for their children. That's what makes our community safest, and that's what is not happening under the current system.
Kubik recommends that the county set bail on a case-by-case basis and pair people with an attorney during that bail hearing.
There's a gasoline shortage in Russia during its war with Ukraine. Fox's Steve Harrigan reporting from Moscow.
Despite being the third largest oil producer in the world, Russia is facing a gas crisis. In some parts of the country, the pumps are dry. In others, there's a 5-gallon limit. Russian officials blame logistics, but some analysts say the shortage is caused by Ukrainian drone attacks, repeated swarming attacks that target oil refineries again and again. In Ukhta, in Ryazan, in Saratov, in Volgograd, the fuel shortages have disrupted some air and train travel. Russia is banning fuel exports through the end of the year, a key source of government revenue. Roughly one-third of government revenue now goes to the military.
And President Trump is urging members of NATO to end their purchases of Russian oil.
Drugs, cars, and asphalt don't mix for a man in Missouri.
A St. Louis man is in custody for throwing pieces of asphalt from an overpass onto cars traveling on Interstate 44. Police say one victim was driving on the interstate when he heard something strike his car, looked up, and saw a man on the side of the roadway with his arm raised, holding something in his hand. Police responded and arrested 51-year-old Joseph Patsias, who they discovered was also in possession of methamphetamine. He's now been charged with second-degree assault, possession of a controlled substance, and second-degree property damage. John Saucier, Fox News.
President Trump is directing federal agencies to harness AI to combat childhood cancer.
An executive order from the president directs health and technology officials to partner on developing ways to use artificial intelligence to improve diagnoses, prevention, and treatment of pediatric cancer.
For years, we've been amassing data about childhood cancer, but until now, we've been unable to fully exploit this trove of information and apply it to practical medicine.
President Trump is also ordering increased funding for AI within the Department of Health and Human Services. The incidence of childhood cancer increased in the U.S. over the past 5 decades, but survival rates have improved. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Steve is in the Morning, KNSS 850 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission looking at changes in the county's tag offices.
Two.
16-year-old arrested after shooting a man in South Wichita.
One.
No agreement in Congress. Parts of the federal government shut down at midnight. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have the report of a traffic accident. This is in the Bel Air area this morning, pretty close to 45th North and Webb Road is the area that they're talking there. So watch for a potential slowdown there. 45th Street North and Webb Road, not too far north of Colonel James Jabara Airport. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 84 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 64. And then on Thursday, tomorrow, sunny, bumping it up to 87 for a high. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 5 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:51, Steve and Ted, and Wall Street is open for business this morning. And the Dow is trading down, 106 points, about 107 now. S&P's down 31. NASDAQ is down 131. So all three indices are down as they begin trading this morning. Where to locate a new nuclear power plant in Kansas? Let's find out. Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. TerraPower is a nuclear innovation company founded by Bill Gates, and it will soon begin to scout potential sites for an advanced nuclear power plant within Evergy's service territory in Kansas. Evergy, TerraPower, and the Kansas Department of Commerce signed a memorandum of understanding last week. An Evergy spokesperson said the company expects to announce an outcome sometime next year. A site will be selected based on community support, physical characteristics, existing infrastructure, and whether the site meets requirements to gain a license from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Another Andy's Frozen Custard is planned for the Wichita area, this time in Derby. It'll be the fourth area location, and in Derby, it'll be on Rock Road between the Sandbox and the planned 7 Brew Coffee drive-thru. The Derby Planning Commission is expected to vote on the project plans on Thursday. Andy's declined to share the cost of construction for the new location, but a similar store that recently went up in San Antonio cost $1.9 million. Plans in Derby are for 20 to 25 employees with an opening sometime in the second quarter of 2026. And a coffee shop is going into a first-floor space downtown in Wichita that used to house the Legacy Antique Mall. Mohammed Rucknuddin has signed a lease to open Coquetry Maison at the southwest quarter of Douglas and Emporia. The building was purchased by Kochner & Garvey Capital Partners in 2022 and renovated for new offices for itself, Netability, and Keycentrics. But the first-floor space has remained vacant while upper floors have been put to use. If you're wondering, Coquetry means flirty behavior, and Maison is French and means house. Opening day for the Flirty Coffee House is December 27th. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. You know, Kirk, coincidentally, today is International Coffee Day. You know, folks have been drinking coffee for at least 600 years, maybe more. No matter how you take it, coffee can energize you, warm you up, refresh you, keep you awake, even catch you up with your loved ones on International Coffee Day. Are you a coffee drinker, Kirk?
I have never acquired the taste for coffee, Steve, so I will not be celebrating this day with the rest of you.
How do you stay awake then in the morning? It's what I want to know.
It used to be Diet Dr. Pepper, but I don't drink that as much anymore. So,
well, the answer to that question is Steve and Ted in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and a joyous outlook on life.
There you go.
That's nine-tenths of it right there. It's a joyous outlook on life. Even with facts that stare you in the face saying you should be miserable, right?
Wow.
Well, now that you mention it.
I think we've changed Kirk's way of looking at life. All right. Are you enjoying all this warm weather? You've been able to get out and perspire a little bit or anything?
Yeah, September and October are really the best months in Kansas, aren't they?
They absolutely are.
Just gorgeous weather. And once you get past the state fair time, when it could get to 100 degrees, and it's all good for here.
Yeah,
couple months.
You get into October, and then the leaves start to change. And I'm over there in Riverside, and for years and years and years, I ran just about daily and kept a log of what the weather was like every day, the temperature. And I still do when I walk, but you can track October, and it's always gorgeous in this part of the country. So, October, glad to be here, the first day of October. Thank you, Kirk. Kirk Semenoff, Wichita Business Journal. Glenn Beck program coming up. Eric Crump, he's an author of the book Under Siege, an unfiltered look inside the Trump family. Top of the hour news this morning, parts of federal government have shut down. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. That's all for this edition of Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
At Wichita Brewing Company, you sit down and place your order.